continues to impact the eastern United States. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. South Carolina now in recovery mode after power was cut to more than 200,000 customers. South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman on Fox and Friends.
The real damage that we had about 200,000 people that were out of power. I think it's down now to 63,000.
Ian, now a post-tropical cyclone dumping several inches of rain in Virginia and North Carolina, moving into the Northeast Quarter and New England. The mayor of Fort Myers in Florida, Kevin Anderson, on Fox's Cavuto Live.
We're slowly seeing the electricity return. I can't even begin to estimate how long it's going to get us to get the water back up. So, yes, it's going to be a slow process. We will get the infrastructure up and running in a relatively short period of time, but the rebuilding will take years.
The number of deaths in Florida attributed to Hurricane Ian continues to grow. Illegal and illegitimate is what NATO calls recent Russian-organized referendums in Ukraine. Fox's Trey Yinks reports from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday annexed four occupied regions here, and it does follow sham referendums that took place in the eastern part of Ukraine.
The authoritarian leader then held a choreographed event where state workers were given Russian flags to wave in Moscow's Red Square. We became stronger because we are together. The truth is with us. The truth is power and therefore the victory. Putin said the victory will be ours. He also used the event to make threats blaming the West for the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline leaks.
Leaks in the Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea were found last week. Who or what caused the leaks remains unknown. The Danish Energy Agency now reporting one of the ruptured natural gas pipelines appears to have stopped leaking natural gas. America's listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Indications are many Hispanic Americans feel strongly about abortion and are inclined to vote accordingly.
Hispanic voters have long been part of the Democratic Party's stronghold, but according to a survey from My Faith Votes and the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, Hispanic evangelicals have renewed commitment to pro-life policies. The survey shows 66% of Hispanic evangelicals support abortion only in the case of rape, incest, or saving the life of the mother, and nearly the same as all evangelicals at 67%. NHCLC President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez says the tipping point for Hispanic evangelicals is having no tolerance for politicians who support late-term abortions.
Fox's Lauren Green. One of nature's wonders may be linked to presidential politics in South America.
September marking the worst month in a decade for Brazil's Amazon rainforest. Satellites detecting over 42,000 fires last month alone as Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has given more leeway to deforesters while he denies that deforestation has risen during his time in office. Presidential elections begin Sunday in Brazil, with political insiders speculating that workers are cutting and burning as much of the forest as they can before a president with stricter guidelines potentially takes over. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
America's most famous peanut farmer celebrates another birthday. Fox's Carmen Roberts.
Birthday wishes are pouring in from around the world for former President Jimmy Carter, who turned 98 Saturday. Carter went from peanut farmer to politician.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
Elected in 1976, Carter dealt with high inflation, an oil shortage, and the Iran hostage crisis, and successfully negotiated the Camp David Accords between Egypt and Israel. But many say he's the best ex-president.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.